This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And our show's whole purpose, week after week, is to educate you, our loyal listeners, on how investing for income truly works and why it's so important to know why true income really makes your money last, not just now, but tomorrow and possibly the next 30 or 40 years into retirement. Now, I say 30 to 40 years because that's a long time, but believe it or not, we're living a lot longer today. Many articles I've been reading are saying the next generation is going to be people that live to the age 100 as the norm. And it's kind of scary, isn't it? Or it should be. And the reason I say that is because when you use that 4% cash flow rule today, which is still being recommended by a bunch of advisor firms out there, the large Wall Street firms, all the way down to even some small firms that don't know any better, they're still ignoring the spending your principal down. And only that, here's the most important part. The study says there's a 15% chance that you'll run out of money in about 25 years. So even though that's only about a 1/8% chance, do you really want to take that chance if there's a better way? You see, you think about, you know, if people retire at 60 or so, and they're going to live to 100, they potentially could have about 40 more years in retirement. If you retire at 70, you could have 30 more years in retirement. But think about this. The average person who retires in their early 60s right now and lives to their mid-80s, that's 25 years of retirement. And do you really want to have a withdrawal plan, an income plan, that says that you've got a 15 to 20% chance of running out of money before you run out of life? Probably not. So I hate to tell you this and be the bearer of bad news, but there was a study that actually changed this 4% cash flow rule. It came out from Morningstar recently, and they said that they actually the safe withdrawal rate, according to what they call the safe withdrawal rate, is actually down to 3.8%. So imagine one time you could have taken out $40,000 a year off your million. Say if you got $500,000, you can only take out $20,000 a year. You know, adjusted for inflation, throw caution to the wind that you don't live past those 25 years. You see, we realize that we don't want to run out of money, but we also realize that the investment options that we're using are what actually cause us to run out of money. You see, what you don't know doesn't hurt. At least that's what most people think. And most financial firms realize that it's not the financial firms. They don't have the ability to invest for income, at least not the way we do. It's the fact that they really just don't want to upset the apple cart. They want to maintain the status quo. Take risk. Keep your money in the market. Don't worry about it. Take 4% out. You should be fine. Folks at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and on this radio show, the Retirement Success Blueprint, we don't deal in shoulds. We want more certainties. We want more clarity. We want more confidence. We want to be sure that if we're going to take income off our investments for 20 or 30 or more years, that the principal's still going to be there for us. One, in case we have a healthcare event, maybe in case we want to leave a legacy to the church, the kids, the grandkids, whatever it might be. So shoulds just really don't work it out in our world. So most people, they really want to, you talk about the Wall Street firms, they really want to force you to make more and more changes because people don't like to change. So they just kind of keep it status quo. That's why somebody owns the same portfolio when they're 70 that they did when they were 50, right? Because the advisor was comfortable. Even though you're 20 years older and more into retirement, you need to protect that money. But this is one time that I'd honestly encourage you to find out what I mean by investing for income and try to get your advisor to change if you want to stick with that same firm. Because if they don't change, then you might actually become the victim of the very plan that you thought in the early stages seemed like a good deal. But once you've gotten the distribution stages a little bit later in your life, it winds up being a retirement that you didn't envision. One where you have to live a diminished capacity, a diminished income, all because you really didn't take into account how you were going to get income off your portfolio for the long term. So matter of fact, it's one that you may even dread because I've actually run across people that came in our office for meetings off the radio show. And in the past, they went through the financial crisis, the dot-com bubble, and their portfolios were greatly reduced in value, but they still needed the same level of income. So they've had a hard time struggling just to get that money back. Folks, there is a better way to get income off your portfolio. We talk about it every week on the show here in the Retirement Success Blueprint. We talk it with prospective clients and existing clients at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial on a daily basis. And it's about getting cash flow off your investments, spending the interest in dividends instead of the principal. What I call eat the eggs, not the chickens. It's almost like when these individuals have these growth-oriented portfolios, even though they're 60, 70 plus years old, it's almost like they didn't plan for these distributions. They kind of just stuck with the old way of doing things. They thought that was going to get them through retirement. And now, unfortunately, they're just like many people. It could be too late. You don't want to wait until it's too late and then all of a sudden say, oh, it's time to fix this. Do-overs are great in a lot of ways, but almost every year, there's a new Super Bowl winner, right? Have you ever noticed that teams, what they'll do is they'll change players, change quarterbacks, change lines, and so forth, so that way they can improve the team they had, the one before, but then keep working towards that goal for next year. And that's to win that Super Bowl. But Super Bowl teams change. And you can do that too with your finances if you're trying to win the game as well. The game of a retirement, the game of more income, less risk, and less taxes. But when you're trying to win the game of retirement, you need to do your due diligence. So I was reading an article the other day. The article was talking about a study done about what people want in retirement. And what came out the most, though, what I was reading is the word freedom. Having enjoyment, being able to have no stress in retirement. I think the stress-free one is going to be very difficult in light of what's going on in the world, right? I mean, all we can do is minimize our clients running out of money. But we can't eliminate stress in all angles. Nobody can. But one thing I do is I minimize how much I listen to the internet, right? All the noise out there, how much news I catch on television. And there's just some things that I don't mind listening to, like AM560 is an example. But there's a lot of things I tune out. Why? Because they love drama. American people love drama, and I'm not a drama fan. I don't want to pollute my mind with things that are really just too negative. A lot of times the negativity, the predictions, so forth, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You know what I mean, don't you? I'm not going to mention anything that I've been reading here recently, and I'm sitting there thinking, wow, how many times have these predictions never, ever even come to fruition? Think about all the gold bugs that you hear, right? The world's going to end. Well, great. What are you going to do with a bar of gold if the world's going to end? You want cash, canned goods, and farmland. You know, that's what I want. So, matter of fact, even fill through clients sometimes, they'll send me emails about this kind of stuff, and I understand why they're asking the question, right? They're just curious. They're concerned. But at the end of the day, you know what? We have to do our best with the information that we have, with the resources that we have. We have to stick with the fundamentals. We do what we've always done best. We have to be resilient. We have to ignore things and take things like a grain of salt because we don't want to make short-term decisions with long-term money. And folks, your retirement money is long-term money. This has got to last you 20, 30 plus years. And we already know that things that we worry about, there's about a 90% chance it's never even going to come to fruition. Yet we still worry about it. We don't enjoy worrying about it, but it gives us reason to worry. And a lot of times it just prevents us from really enjoying life. And one thing that I also noticed in this thing that I read is that only 1 in 5 people going into retirement, which is going to be kind of leading and segueing into what we're going to talk about today, only 1 in 5 people are confident that they actually have enough money to get through retirement. 20%. What that means is 4 out of 5 people aren't even confident they can make it through retirement. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you can increase your income alone in retirement, that should be enough to be able to get you enough confidence. You can't eliminate a lot of the things. The market's going to do what it's going to do. The interest rates are going to do. Geopolitical events, elections, all those things. But if you can at least increase your income, reduce your risk, reduce your taxes, guess what? You have a higher confidence, a higher probability of being successful in the things that you can control. So are you wondering if you're even on track to retire? Or if you're already in retirement, wondering about the kind of the confidence you have in your retirement plan? Look, if you want to know, Mike, does this make sense for me? Or I'm interested in this, it sounds kind of like something I haven't heard before, but I don't know what to do or if it's right or how I should do it. That's where we come in. We've done this for thousands of people in the Chicagoland area. We've been doing this for over 15 years at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I personally have been a fiduciary financial planner for over 23 years. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement tax-focused planning. There are a lot of nuances about how you pull money out and live off of it forever. versus maybe just other advisors that just focus on growth. Sometimes growth becomes losses, and that's a problem when you're taking income. So not everybody's situation is the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some cookie cutter blanket advice and find out 5 or 10 years later from now, it's the wrong advice for your specific situation. There's no cost, no obligation to do anything on a long-term basis. If you've got questions, we've got answers. We always start with what we call a 15-minute strategy call. The agenda is yours. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll be happy to talk about it. How do you get that complimentary 15-minute strategy call? Raise your hand. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Call center. We'll take a look at the calendar and get you scheduled up, and we'll just have a conversation and see what happens. 866-316-0822, or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're going to be talking about chance favors the prepared retiree. In my opinion, if you want to get the most mileage out of your money, reduce the odds of running out of money, then invest for the highest income possible. Make sure the credit's good. You deserve a pay raise in retirement. If you can increase your income 50, 60, 70% on the same money you've already worked for, I don't know about you, I'm going to get more mileage out of that money. Nobody wants to run out of money. It's still the number one fear for the person going into retirement or even somebody who's already in retirement. It used to be a fear of death. Now, because we're all living longer, it's the fear of running out of money before you run out of life. Now, with that being said, you need to do your due diligence. Don't just assume that the financial advisor you hired is doing the right thing. It doesn't matter if you like their haircut or how well they dress or if they've got some kind of credential hanging on the wall that just got you so excited you couldn't wait to make a change just because you thought they were well-educated. Let me tell you something. I've had a shower issue for many years ago. And I finally got involved, and all three of the people that came out laid the tile for my shower. They came highly recommended. In other words, they had 20, 30 years experience, and trust me, I always learn from bad experiences and also good experiences. You see, that's how we develop wisdom, by taking action, by learning from it. One thing I will tell you for most of you, non-decision avoids good decisions. Patience is a virtue. Well, too much patience is not. Settling is not. You can have too much patience and you may be avoiding a good decision just right around the corner that's completely obvious. There's something else when it comes to chance favoring a prepared retiree, and I'll tell you where I got this. I got this from a golfer years ago, and he made a comment. He said, "The more I practice, the luckier I get." Well, when you go into retirement, especially the way the plans are created today, you need luck on your side. And the thing is your financial advisor preparing you to have the higher odds so you don't run out of money? Or are they just crossing their fingers and toes hoping the market goes up? See, it's not about running out of money and what they're doing to prevent that from happening. That's exactly what it's all about. My dad always told me many years ago that when it comes to my money, I have very few friends. And so all he's basically saying is, it's not that I'm going to put my trust into somebody. I'm going to do my own due diligence first before I do. And I may step into it, not completely go all in. And I've seen a lot of people do that. But folks, I'll carry this over after the break. Now, as usual, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome. Without income, there is no retirement. I've put together what I like to refer to as our retirement success toolkit. Folks, there are a lot of clouds on the horizon. Why do you think the Fed's talking about cutting interest rates? There's some things that are yellow flashing lights out there. So how do you prepare yourself for that? How do you protect your family from that? Get a copy of our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit's got a couple things in it. It's got my most recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by giving us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even mail it to you at our expense. Get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very, very helpful, especially with some of the challenges in the economy next year. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Ah!
The new tax and financial rules have changed, and it's time you understand the potential impact taxes have on your retirement income. If you're nearing retirement or already retired, you need to understand how taxes, including the new changes, impact your retirement income, as it may be possible for you to pay less in taxes on your hard-earned dollars. Since each person's tax situation is unique and the tax rules change year to year, it can be challenging to get accurate and timely information. That's why we've developed a special workshop that has already helped people nationwide navigate the retirement tax maze. Consider this your personal invitation to join Michael Stewart and Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at the Crystal Lake Public Library for an informational workshop covering taxes in retirement, Tuesday, March 12th at 6:30. This seminar will equip you with the most up-to-date and comprehensive information regarding retirement taxation, including ways to efficiently harvest your income sources, whether they're Social Security, a 401k, IRA, or other sources, or a combination of all. Using this information you'll learn during the workshop, you'll be better positioned to develop a successful retirement income plan. Register today at 866-316-0822 or online at crystallaketax.com. Again, 866-316-0822 or online, crystallaketax.com. This is not a library-sponsored event.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Don't you just love it when you go to an unknown city or an unknown state and you've never been to and you got a GPS? Boy, what a relief. You're going to drive there. You've never been there. So that's all you have to do is trust in order to be able to get you where you're going, especially to a place of the unknown. And a majority of the time, I've used one and I've made it to my destination. And when I get there, it was a heck of a lot easier than I thought. Don't you remember back in the day, you used to have MapQuest, right? That was when the internet first came out back in the 90s. And then even before that, you know, you'd have to stop along the way to pick up a map. You'd have the big highway map, but then you'd have to go get the local map that shows the local state roads and highways. And, you know, you'd be over there trying to drive down the road with this map open. And, you know, I'm surprised we all made it after that. But thank goodness for GPS. Folks, welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. There are two types of plans when it comes to retirement income that you're going to be proposed. And I hate to tell you, a majority of the people are following what we call the herd plan. The herd plan is engineering your income by withdrawing principal each and every month by your advisor, basically selling off stuff and hoping you'll be able to gain it back with growth. Now, matter of fact, they even use bucket strategies, and they try to encourage you that, hey, we're going to use some short-term money here in bucket one. You're going to spend through that and get the first 3 or 4 years out of that. Hopefully, we'll recover. Hopefully, we'll recover that because, by the way, that bucket number one's going to have a good return on it anyway because it's going to be a little bit better than cash. But that's what you have to face today. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's very appealing. Kind of makes sense when they draw it on the board. But the road less traveled is actually the one that you really don't even need that bucket strategy whatsoever. Matter of fact, I don't even have to have a flatter people what I think the markets are going to do in the next 10 years. Because to be quite honest with you, I don't know. You don't know. Nobody does. But I can give you all kinds of graphs and tell you the markets are going to always go up over the next 100 years. But we don't have 100 years. We need to be focused on the next 20 or 30. And to be honest with you, you already knew that before you even came in. So you look past that. Unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with the future because nobody knows. But when it comes to investing for income in that portfolio, you have right now the next 12 months. You're likely going to be able to receive it. The question is, how much income do you want to get? Do you want to get a little bit or do you want to get a lot more for the same money? Invest it in the same place, which is in the market. You see, when you invest for income, you don't have to worry about market history. You don't have to worry about what the next 12 months or the next 12 years are going to do in the market. Imagine that. You can't control market history. You can learn from it, but you don't want to have your strategies just based on market history because I hate to tell you, if you're dependent on the first plan here, that engineering income spending principal, hoping it grows back, that's the withdrawal plan. And when you're withdrawing principal each and every month, you're having to trust the crystal ball that you're going to get that recovered. Well, the bad news is it probably won't work over the long run. The good news is the markets happen to accidentally go up, you might be fine.
But once again, folks, as I said earlier in the show, we don't work on shoulds. You should be fine. We want a little bit more clarity, especially when it comes to our life savings. So I did say markets go up by accident because the markets do have a tendency to do what they do. They both go up, they go down over time, they go up. But if you remember earlier, I started this segment, I was talking about using a GPS going into an unknown area you've never been. And you use a GPS because you will feel pretty confident. And not only that, it's pretty much a proven method to be able to utilize, whether it's on your phone or the one you got in your car, you're going to be able to make it to your destination. Now, there's going to be a few things and surprises along the way, maybe road construction, traffic issues, whatever. And that's okay because you got something that's pretty trustworthy. And did you know what I find a lot of times is when people look at a retirement plan, it's usually utilized by a company or firm that's actually using software. And did you know that software, unfortunately, will not give you the same results as that GPS will, matter of fact. That software is dependent on one thing and one thing only, that there's going to be some kind of specific return in the stock market over time. Consistent means that it's going to recur every year regardless of what markets will do, and there's a difference. You see, I can manipulate software, even though most people and definitely most firms are going to use it. They know you, the listener. You like to have something that makes you feel confident that before you hire this firm, they're using this software and they're utilizing this tool. Then more than likely, this is how a retirement plan is going to be laid out. And I can tell you right now, the outcome is going to be different than it would be that GPS that you used. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because I was reading an article here recently talking about, do advisors misuse software? In other words, do they manipulate the software to present past performance and just kind of cherry pick investments? And as a matter of fact, I want to avoid these like the plague. And I'll tell you right out of the gate, if I use a software tool, I'm going to be utilizing it based on the income component and never on the hope component. Because when you take the formula, and I talk about this every week, TR equals I plus G, total return of your investments equals I income plus G growth. So here's the thing. Nobody knows what growth is going to do over the next 12 months, but we do know what income is going to be coming into the portfolio. The G, you can't. Sometimes the G, the growth, becomes an L, becomes the losses. That's the lucky side of the portfolio. And that's the two in the bush of the portfolio, right? The I is the bird in the hand. So if you want to have a GPS, you may need to reconsider that it's the income, the I, that you're looking for, not the growth. And be very careful when you put too much trust in what you think is similar to a GPS. If you're wondering you're on track to retirement, or you're one of those that may be a victim of what I was just talking about, maybe thinking everything's working out, but right now, so far it hasn't. Look, if you want to know, hey, Mike, does this make sense for me? Or I'm interested in it, and it's kind of good old common sense, right? You should be getting income off your investments if the goal is income. Doesn't mean you can't have growth, but it just means that if you got bills to pay, you want to know the income's coming in good markets and bad. We've been doing this for thousands in the Chicagoland area. We got clients in 27 different states. We've been doing this for 15 years at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe, retirement, tax-focused retirement planning. There are a lot of nuances about how you pull money out, how you live off of it forever versus maybe different types of advisors that really only focus on growth. And that was fine when you were 20, 30, 40. But now that you're in your late 50s, you're in your 60s, even 70s, not everybody's situation is the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some cookie cutter blanket advice and have it be the wrong advice for your situation. There is zero cost, no obligation to do anything on a long-term basis. Typically, what we do is we just set up a 15-minute strategy call. Call the call center. We look at calendars, pick a time that works for you. You talk with one of our fiduciary advisors. It is your agenda. Whatever you want to talk about, the topics you want to talk about, great. Let's talk about it. Find out where you are, where you want to go. See if there's any gaps, and can we help you fill those gaps? 866-316-0822 to get that complimentary 15-minute strategy call with one of our fiduciary advisors, 866-316-0822, or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner, and we're talking about chance will always favor the prepared retiree. I've got several clients that are in retirement right now that started off on the right track, at least my track. You can call it my opinion, whatever you want to call it. But when they put a target date and they made the target date, guess what? I've had clients make the target date in the last few years. Despite all the volatility, retirement plans haven't changed. Didn't matter what happened in COVID. Didn't matter what happened in 2022. Heck, didn't matter what happened in 2008. Because if you have a legitimate income plan,
the income won't change just because the volatility in the markets. And that's really important for you if you're thinking about retiring in the next 5 years or so, or if you're already in retirement. How do you weather the storm? By not spending any principal, by having sustainable income and interest and dividends that are going to come in independent of what the market's doing. Now think about that for a moment. When the markets go down, people have a tendency to postpone their retirements. Well, our clients don't have to worry about that. Why? Because they're investing for income. Income, regardless of what the markets do. You can't control that. The markets go up, you can't control the markets going down. Your financial advisor can't either. But what you can control is how much income your investments are generating, how much income you're going to get, whether one of those happen each and every year, market going up, down, sideways, your income, your interest and dividends shouldn't change. You got to plan for it. You see, none of us want to run out of money. With that being said, you must do your due diligence and just don't assume the financial advisor that you hire might be doing the right thing. They may be a stock market cheerleader and rah, rah, hey, look, the market's up, we're up, everything's great. And when it goes down, what do they say? Before it goes down, we should reduce your exposure to the market because take some of these gains off the table. Let's protect them. Absolutely not. You know what they tell you? Buy and hold, stay the course, don't wait. And you're saying, well, wait a second. I'm in retirement or close to retirement. I can't afford to take a 20, 30% loss. It's not their money. They don't care. All they're shooting for is growth. So it doesn't matter how well they're dressed or the kind of credentials. It's irrelevant. The question is, what are the tools they're recommending in case the market goes down for you? You don't need any tools. You don't need any financial advisor when the market goes up. Everything, when things go up, a rising tide lifts all boats. Did you know the financial advisor has nothing to do with whether your portfolio actually went up or down? They can't will them to go up or will them to go down. All they can do is help you migrate through them. The question is, what kind of investment advice are you going to utilize to get you through retirement? You see, I'm a huge believer in pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Unfortunately, so many people out there, if you're using an advisor and you pay them an advisory fee, the whole point of advisory fee is that you're getting advice, not just investment advice, introducing you to mutual funds and ETFs. You see, because in those mutual funds and ETFs, you have another layer of fees. Each one of those mutual funds and ETFs have their own internal fees. Could be 0.2%, could be 1% on top of what you're actually paying the advisor as well. It's not uncommon for somebody to come in saying, oh, I'm just paying 1.25% to my advisor, and then find out we'll do a portfolio analysis and they're actually well in excess of 2%. Now, did you know that? Would you like to put that extra 1% in your pocket? What are they doing to earn the advisory fee? Are they giving you tax advice? Are they doing tax preparation? Are they giving you some direction from their legal team on estate planning? What is the value that they're adding? Once again, pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. So I've always learned from bad people and also good experiences. And that's where wisdom comes in. But what I found is many people just do nothing. And here's what I'll share with you. Not deciding to do something always avoids good decisions. And many of you may be thinking, well, non-decisions could also avoid bad decisions. And that's true. But a lot of times what people do is they just put things on the back burner and say, ah, not going to work, or status quo. It's kind of like they're okay with being average. They're okay with the problem that they know is still there. And they just think it might just be going away and they just sweep it under the rug. Folks, slay dragons while they're young, because dragons don't get any smaller over time. Maybe it's just going to go away. So take steps, learn. I understand. This is not what you do every day, but it is what we do every day. But the one thing that we know, learn what investing for income is. Learn how you can get sustainable income in the form of interest and dividends off your portfolio to pay your bills, get cash flow independent of market conditions. Whether you don't need it for income, you just want to reinvest it to organically grow your portfolio. Or maybe you're in a situation where you say, I could use some income. Mike, I got $500,000 and I could use an extra $20,000 to $30,000 of income. Mike, I got $1 million. I could use an extra $50,000 of income, but I don't want to touch the $1 million. I got $2 million. I want another $100,000, $120,000 of income. You see how that works? When you're getting a 5% plus cash flow in the form of interest and dividends off your investments, and that could be some of that dividend paying stock, so you can still be in the market if it makes sense for you. But now you can count on the dividends. You can count on the interest as long as somebody's watching the shop, taking a look at those, looking at the balance sheets, look at the income statements, making sure they're not going to cut those dividends on you. It's been around for hundreds of years. And only in the last 30 years or so has Wall Street kind of changed their tune and said, oh, don't worry about that. You know, just sell your way into prosperity. Now, as usual, before we go on break, this is a show where we're in retirement. Income is the outcome. Why? Because in retirement, if there is no income, there is no retirement.
I've put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. Folks, there's a lot of uncertainties. Not only do you have the election and the craziness that's going to bring, you got the Fed talking about cutting interest rates. Is it because inflation's coming down or is it because the economy's slowing? Prepare yourself, prepare your portfolio, prepare your family. Get this complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit, yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. I'll even cover the postage for you to get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit so you can start off with great confidence going forward. Touch base with us anytime. Think you're going to find it useful. Folks, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for listening to today's program. We're talking about our income-first investment approach that generates renewable streams of income to help pay for your retirement expenses. It also helps preserve and grow your investment principal over the long term. It's a sound long-term investment strategy that eliminates the need to rely on the 4% withdrawal rule. Our clients are earning interest and dividends, and they are not withdrawing principal, which is really the only way for them to know that their retirement savings will last a lifetime. To accomplish this, we avoid mutual funds and instead we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and actively managed for specific client investment needs. To learn more about our income-first approach, reach out to our show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. There are two types of plans for income that you get to choose from, but I hate to tell you, the road traveled the most is the one where you're engineering your income and you don't even know it. You're withdrawing principal. I call it what you want to do is eat the eggs, not the chickens. What most people and most brokers have you do, selling principal, selling shares and calling that income, you're engineering income. If you see, people confuse growth and income as the same way to get income in retirement, and that only works in an upward trending market. In other words, one, it's going to go up for the next 20 or 30 years and never, ever go down, never see any volatility, never have a recession, never see any corrections. You see, all of those as your enemies when you're taking income out of your portfolio in retirement. Volatility is a huge enemy, and probably a big risk is that it doesn't occur immediately. Usually it occurs over time to the point where once you realize it, it might be a little too late. So the goal is to invest for income. The goal in retirement is to invest for interest and dividends, cash flow. Now, folks, this is nothing new. Warren Buffett has been doing it for ages, for 50, 60 years. Just read his bio, read everything he's done. Investing for income is nothing new. Large corporations do this. Large insurance companies do this. So why do you think these companies hang around 50, 80, hundreds of years? Because they invest their own portfolios and cash flow in income-generating things. Do you know there's a common question that people ask when it comes to planning for retirement? If you are a pre-retiree, someone will say, well, what's the best financial strategy I should be using? Or when is the best time to start taking Social Security? Or how much do I need actually to go into retirement? How can I make sure I'll have enough to pay for healthcare, which is also a big concern? And it's the biggest financial mistake, you know, that people make in retirement. Well, I'm going to start with the latter first. The number one mistake that people make in retirement is the years you're going to spend the most money, and it's also the years you're going to see your principal greatly reduced, and it's simple. Spending down your principal early means you're going to have to take care of the other four things.
In other words, if you're going to spend principal, you're going to sell shares in retirement and reduce your income each and every year because of those shares, meaning your mutual funds, your ETFs, whatever it is, because you don't get enough income from the interest and dividends anymore because you sold the shares. See, when you're spending and selling shares, you're just hoping that growth is going to replace those and it masks the real risk. What happens is that starts to reduce the income, your lifestyle starts to reduce because you see the balance going down. So you want to know what the best strategy is to be able to minimize spending down your principal. It's simple. Invest for income. Ask a farmer what's better, to eat the chickens or eat the eggs. Well, the farmer knows that you're going to make more money on the eggs and just keep the chickens. Same way here. You want to build your portfolio where you're just eating the eggs. You want to keep the chickens. If you reduce your chickens, right, you start eating into the principal, then you reduce your eggs because they can't lay eggs anymore, right? Chickens are dead. And people say, well, how does that go with the biggest financial mistake when it comes to picking Social Security? It's simple. If you're going to take that principal reduction strategy of selling shares each and every year, just throw caution to the wind, then picking Social Security and delaying Social Security is going to be your friend and not your foe. In other words, delaying it maybe to age 67 or 70, and you say, well, you know what, I want to retire at 65. And that's true. But when your principal gets reduced because you're selling shares, you're going to have something that's going to give you more income later, and it's not going to change that much. That's like your Social Security. So if that's being said, does it make more sense to have more income if you're going to use that strategy and then have less income and therefore both the income you're getting from Social Security because you chose maybe the penalized version? Maybe you took Social Security at 62 or 64 or 65, but you didn't reduce your principal, which gives you more income over time because the principal's intact. You get a little bit lower Social Security if that makes sense for you, but the combination of the two will generate more income and had you blown through the principal waiting to get Social Security. You see, you got too many odds against you, things that are stacked against you that can force you to run out of money if it's not planned correctly. And that's a reason why it's so important on how you choose Social Security and how you get income off your portfolio in retirement. So if you've ever wondered out there, if you're out there and you're like, Mike, I got these five questions. Now you're thinking, I got your attention. How much money do I need to retire? Well, we can help with that. It's a very easy way of knowing how much somebody's going to need in retirement. We just start from the top. If you're not retired, we take the salaries, the net amount. We start reducing the things that are already going away from your current job. You're not going to be paying into Social Security. You're not going to be paying into Medicare. Your health care costs should go down. You're not going to be paying as much in income taxes. If you're in Illinois, you're not going to be paying anything on your state taxes. Why? Because income in retirement, if it's from an income source, isn't taxable currently in Illinois. So you already know what it feels like. You're already living on that net amount. Can we replace the net amount? Now, probably equal want to know what it's going to be like in retirement. That's a simple thing we do as well. So if you want to know, does this make sense for me? You've got all these questions, right? All these burning questions that you're like, am I going to be okay? Is my family going to be okay? How do I get income like you're talking about off my portfolio? Wait, you're saying I could increase my income, reduce my risk, and potentially reduce my taxes if I'm proactive about it? And the answer is yes, but you got to have a call. We've done this for thousands of people in the Chicagoland area. We've been doing this for 15 years as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I've been a fiduciary financial planner for 23 years. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe tax-focused retirement planning, income-generating returns. There are a lot of nuances about how you pull money out of your retirement accounts and live off it forever, first blowing through the principal like a lot of growth-oriented investors are going to have you do. Not everybody's situation is the same. Your recommendations are going to be specific to your circumstances, your risk tolerance, your risk capacity, your income needs, your tax situation. You don't want to apply some cookie-cutter advice and have it be the wrong advice for your situation. To set up a 15-minute strategy call, there's no cost, no obligation. Tell us where you are. Tell us what you want to do. We'll tell you what gaps you might have in that plan. If it makes sense to get together, great, we will. If not, I guarantee you that 15-minute strategy call will be very beneficial for you and your family. How do you get that 15-minute strategy call? Raise your hand. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Just let the call center know. We want to set up a 15-minute strategy call, or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we've been talking about chance favors the prepared retiree. If you want to get the most mileage out of your money, reduce the odds of running out of money, which is the number one fear most people have going in retirement, then you need to invest for income. Not the lowest income, not the highest income, but certain income. And how do you know that you do a retirement risk review? So that way you can find that out, because you may be surprised that you might be leaving a lot of money on the table with how you're currently allocated. You see, no one wants to run out of money. And don't assume that your financial advisor is actually doing the right thing, especially because most advisors have you invested primarily for growth, with income being secondary. And they always say, don't worry, it just means that you'll grow your way into the amount of money you want to take out. Really? Well, show me on my statement where in good markets and bad, I can grow my way out of this. They can't, folks. It's all about cash flow. We tell clients, think of your portfolio like rental real estate. You got $1 million portfolio, stocks, bonds, whatever it happens to be, but it's cash flowing 5%. So you can take $50,000 out a year, reinvest the $50,000, whatever you want to do with it. If the value of the portfolio goes up because the market goes up, great. Maybe it's $1 million too. And now you're getting $50,000, $60,000 of income off of it. But if it drops to $800,000 just because the market rolled over or Jerome Powell said something that offended somebody in the markets or something, guess what? It's still generating $50,000 of cash flow. That's what lets you weather the storms in good markets and bad markets. And on the brokers, it doesn't mean they're not good people. It's their business model. Just they're stuck in a system that doesn't have the investment for income strategies in place. They are just growth cheerleaders. They don't specialize in income. So therefore, you could be with a good firm, but not so much when it comes to your money. Good person, bad strategy. I've seen people let go of financial advisors that I've met with for the last 15, 20 years because they weren't getting income from their investments. They were leaving money on the table. Matter of fact, it cost them a lavish retirement lifestyle because they weren't investing for income. And always remember that we always learn more from bad than good experiences. And I don't know about you, but I learned from both. Have you ever had a car kind of like a lemon? Well, you probably didn't buy that same type of car again, right? It's just you got a hold of a lemon. The thing is, though, we put that in the back of our mind. The past is the past. We assume that all decisions are going to be bad going forward. And that's not always true. And I'll say this, a non-decision will also stop you from making good decisions. You see, when you're preparing for retirement, you want to increase your odds in your favor. You have to know the minimum income you're going to need for your wants and your needs. You also want to know where it's coming from. You want to pull up your statement, see in black and white, if I need $50,000 of supplemental income to go with my Social Security, show me on my statement where I'm getting it from. Don't show me growth, because growth can become losses. Show me in the far right column the amount of yield I'm earning, the amount of interest and dividends I'm earning off this portfolio. Does that add up? More times than not, it doesn't, which just means that you're going to be engineering income by selling principal in retirement. So don't forget to add your wants to that list too, the things that you're going to do, your bucket list, the things you want to do in retirement, because you didn't retire just to sit on the porch and do nothing, right? The things that you want to do, the things that you need to do, all take income. So some people find out when they go into retirement, they don't even know how to spend their money. They have it, so sometimes the markets go down, but they don't want to spend it, not realizing that if they're producing income in their investments, they can actually spend in good markets and bad. Just think of the peace of mind that that gives you. And this has nothing to do with the stock markets necessarily going down. I had somebody the other day, and we'll say, look at it, market goes down, I'm not going to get any income. That couldn't be further from the truth. Interest and dividends pay regardless of what the market's doing. You see, that's why you want to know what the income in your portfolio is, because is it enough to get you through the tipsy-turvy market? Because you're always going to have volatility, right? Every few years, we're going to have your face get ripped off and these bad market corrections and things. But if it doesn't impact your income, it doesn't matter. You can wait it out. But if you're withdrawing and selling shares in order to take income out, now you're going to be panicking. Now you're going to be like that person with the gas gauge going down. They're driving through the desert and they say, okay, my car says I got 25 miles left, but the sign says next gas station in 50 miles. That's what it's like when you're spending principal in retirement. We need to embrace it. So what is your plan B? And you'll be glad you did. Why they make that shift income? Because over the long run, you keep up with inflation too. If you're not spending your principal, all you're doing is spending the income. So it meets your needs and your wants at the same time. Plus, it allows you to optimize Social Security. If you're not yet retired and you're going to retire in the next few years, just like I shared with you earlier, we've had people over 59 and a half. They can do in their 401k, still working for the company, do an in-service rollover, move that money into an income-producing instrument that their 401k doesn't offer, still participate in their 401k, still continue to get the match, but start positioning their portfolio at 59 and a half or later. for the retirement income that they want to get in the next few years. So the portfolio is already built. All they got to do is turn on the spigot and start taking the income. It reduces their risk and increases their income right out of the gate. Plus, they're going to hit their target date because regardless of the market going up or down, they're already starting to pay off some income. They already know what income level they can get off their portfolio independent of where the market is when they retire. And that keeps them up with inflation. Your cash flow exceeds the needs and the wants. Now, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I want you to take advantage of a special thing that we have called the Retirement Success Toolkit. A lot of things kind of going out there. We want to make sure that you are in a position to be prepared for it, that your family's in a position to be prepared for it with your portfolio. We offer the Retirement Success Toolkit, no cost, no obligation, but you got to ask for it. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. The Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge, but you got to give us a call and ask for it, 866-316-0822. Again, to get the Retirement Success Toolkit, we'll even cover the postage, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. We're expecting a lot of volatility as we approach 2024. This is going to help you kind of path the way and create a blueprint. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
The new tax and financial rules have changed, and it's time you understand the potential impact taxes have on your retirement income. If you're nearing retirement or already retired, you need to understand how taxes, including the new changes, impact your retirement income, as it may be possible for you to pay less in taxes on your hard-earned dollars. Since each person's tax situation is unique and the tax rules change year to year, it can be challenging to get accurate and timely information. That's why we've developed a special workshop that has already helped people nationwide navigate the retirement tax maze. Consider this your personal invitation to join Michael Stewart and Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at the Crystal Lake Public Library for an informational workshop covering taxes in retirement, Tuesday, March 12th at 6:30. This seminar will equip you with the most up-to-date and comprehensive information regarding retirement taxation, including ways to efficiently harvest your income sources, whether they're Social Security, a 401k, IRA, or other sources, or a combination of all. Using this information you'll learn during the workshop, you'll be better positioned to develop a successful retirement income plan. Register today at 866-316-0822 or online at crystallaketax.com. Again, 866-316-0822 or online, crystallaketax.com. This is not a library-sponsored event.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've been talking about two types of plans when it comes to retirement income. And believe it or not, you may visit 10 offices and you'll feel like you had a different approach every time. And I hate to tell you, it's just investments. The question is, how much income are they going to give you? That's not the pretty charts. That's not the, hey, here's what it's done over the last 25 years. It's from the bottom left to the top right. None of that means anything to you going forward. So whether it's conservative or all the way to the aggressive side, the question is, if you're approaching retirement or in retirement, how much income can you get off that portfolio without spending a dime of principal? And I'd encourage you to consider interest and dividends because they'll pay to you each and every quarter or month or year, and you don't have to worry about spending your principal. You don't have to rely on the crystal ball of the stock market. Now, once again, this doesn't mean you're not in the stock market. We've got some great dividend blue chip paying stocks in the portfolio. This just means that the market doesn't have to go up for you to get income off your portfolio. You see, you don't even have to evaluate market history. You just got to have some good companies. One of the questions I get a lot is, why isn't my financial advisor making these recommendations? Can't they do that? I don't know. They might be tied to whatever their firm says. Hey, you have to sell this cookie cutter portfolio. We don't make money off of that kind of stuff. So you've got to sell our annuity or whatever else they're trying to sell. You'll have to ask them that. Not only that, before you ask them, you want to make sure that you're prepared to ask them and understand what it is I'm talking about to ask them. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know what you're asking, everybody's going to come up with the same response. Then they could come out in a defensive way. Why? Because they may know that you're probably talking to somebody. I mean, if somebody came to me and started asking me questions, the first thing I'm going to start thinking is, well, maybe they're looking around and that's their prerogative, like homeowners insurance or car insurance every few years. I always shop around to make sure I'm getting the best rates and the best coverage for my vehicle. So one of the things that I do know is this. Many advisors use prefabricated cookie cutter strategies that their business models that, you know, the company puts up. So even if they want to do something different, they can't, right? They've got one arrow in their quiver. This is all they could show you. Rather than using a customized portfolio for you. You see, they're compensated on the commission basis or the fee basis because they're selling these prefabricated financial instruments like stock-based mutual funds or bond-based mutual funds or this cookie-cutter, you know, exchange-traded fund portfolio, and they typically work for just larger firms. And people sometimes feel like they got to work for a larger firm to get the advice they're looking for, and then eventually they get disappointed because they don't even know that the instruments that were utilized wound up having to pay a round-trip commission or pay higher fees. You paid an advisory fee, you paid a fund fee, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I'm paying more on the front end, but I'm not really getting any advice from this. So keep in mind that when the ship is sinking, so to speak, like the Titanic, you're just changing the chairs when they're like, hey, let's go from fund to fund. You make the changes, you go back to the sink company, and they call it rebalancing. To add insult to injury, you'll have to pay another compensation. You might even have to pay more taxes whenever they have to sell something. So at the same time, it's not a win-win strategy because you're just not buying and selling from a wholesale standpoint. A fiduciary can do that. A non-fiduciary, commission-based person can't do that. See, you've probably seen the commercials where we sit on the same side of the table as you. We make more money when you make more money. Well, you see, that point is that if you make money, we make money. If you lose money, we lose money. A commission-based product doesn't have any of that. And so all they say is, well, we're going to have to change this. And lucky for them, they get paid when you change it. An A-share mutual fund is a great example. And there's another reason that even a fiduciary uses stock-based mutual funds or bond-based mutual funds, just easier to manage since there's a wealth of research already done on these products. And what I mean is they're probably kind of like this. You probably remember the days when you were managing your 401k. You look at the fund, you take the 10-year average and say, hey, well, the last 10 years did this. I'm probably going to do the next 10 years, not realizing that the next 10 years haven't occurred yet. So it's probably not going to work out the way that you think. You're just buying past returns, but the future is going to be completely different. You're just throwing a lot of caution to the wind, and that's a slippery slope in the chance that you run out of money if you don't get that kind of performance, because there aren't any do-overs in retirement. Believe it or not, the reason most people choose us, they want income-based, tax-focused retirement planning. They're not trying to beat the market. They're just trying not to lose their butt. If you're wondering if you're on track, if you're getting the income that you need right now, or even if you're just saying, you know what, I'm interested in this, but I don't know where to get started, Mike. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement planning. We offer what we call a 15-minute strategy call. How do you get that strategy call? 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Folks, thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. You know, someone could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice. Don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.